actually had the sound of phone ringing.
Oh, I know. No, that's a sound effect CD. That's not a never mind.
We're cool.
Is that what you were just telling me? You've got a CD in your room or something?
No, I've got that bell phone I brought for the social engineering panel. It's got a mechanical bell in it. But then we'd have to set up the phone patch and the hybrid and adjust it. He's just going to have his cell phone right now.
Chris, can you thank your...
Adam.
You guys don't look...
They do this.
They do not. Adam's much more attractive.
Chris, there he is. This is safe.
Sure.
Move that back a little bit. Is that
sure.
Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know his name.
Okay. And I want to ask people if they have suggestions for other stuff, and then we actually had a bunch of stuff here. They already took off, and they gave me the swag, gave it away.
Pop tarts.
Raffle tickets for Jolt swag.
Oh, okay. You know, is any Jolt up here?
It's
all down there.
No, but I might be able to get something to bring somebody up. Do you want some?
I think we're all going to need some cold Jolt, if there's any cold Jolt.
It's probably a good point.
I was falling asleep at social engineering. Literally falling asleep at social engineering.
What should I get, like a case?
Yeah, just, you know, any cold Jolt stuff.
Chris, it's kind of funny.
I was just trying to...
Oh, man. You sure you got the In-N-Out right? I got the In-N-Out backwards earlier, but you're probably not that dumb. Greetings.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, everybody, please shut up. All right. Yeah, you know, we could just leave it at that, and I think we all understand, but wow. I mean, it's been an incredible weekend. I just want to say, you're an amazing crowd. We haven't had a single incident with the hotel. Everybody's happy, and it's been a great time, and I'm definitely going to be back here in a couple of years. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. And, of course, I also want to give a big hand to the number twos downstairs and upstairs who kept this place running smoothly. It would have been nice to have been a number two myself, but for whatever reason, I didn't get that number. I know everybody's been asking us to reveal number one, and I promise that by the end of this session, we will have an answer to that question. Is that the understanding? Okay. But first, I want to start with an apology, because the people that we're going to forget to mention, you have a right to be really pissed off at us, but there's just so damn many of you. But we're going to try, and we're also going to try and give away a lot of stuff that people have given us to give away and stuff that we're donating. I guess we just want to have people step up to microphones of various types and say who they'd like to thank and comments and experiences and things like that. Just to update, we still don't know Steve Rambam's situation. It's kind of hard to contact the FBI on a Sunday. Could be on Guantanamo Bay by now, we don't know, but we're going to post updates to the website as soon as we fix the hard drive that decided to fail this weekend. It's okay, we didn't lose anything, but we were all here, so didn't really have time to go around replacing things, so plus we didn't want to look at our website anyway. But that'll all be fixed, we'll have updates and audio of all the tracks up really soon. Who'd like to start? Checker?
Thanks, Manuel, and thanks for having me back every time. I try and help out where I can, but really, it's you, the attendees, interacting among yourselves that makes this conference such a success. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Christopher Petro. I'm coordinator for all the AV stuff here, which mostly means I run around and make sure there are people to unload trucks and carry checks around and make sure people get paid and yell at people when rental gear doesn't show up. Adam, though, he's the man who actually makes it all happen. He brings his crew in from all the way from Pittsburgh, and they work, you know, pretty much around the clock, setting everything up, running all the sessions. And we also had several key volunteers who really helped us out. We had Quentin, we had Barbara No, and Chris, yeah. And if I forget anybody, I'm sorry. But yeah, so it was who really made it all happen was Adam, his crew of six or seven people, and the three or four volunteers. We had Rax, of course, who was always running the camera all day, every day, every conference. And I'd especially like to thank Chaos for setting up all the wonderful lighting in here. Unfortunately, she left early on her way back to Pittsburgh, so she's not here. But would you like to say anything else, Adam?
I think Chris pretty much summed up what I've actually been doing here. But I just want to thank everyone who's actually helped out running a soundboard. Lindsay is running one right now so that I can be up on stage instead of behind it. And a whole AB Tech crew from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh who's made a lot of this run. Things went fairly smoothly for us this year. We had our equipment come in 5-6 hours late during setup, which made getting it all done a lot harder. But I think it still pretty much worked. And I want to plug once again anyone that wants to help us take down equipment later. Lots of gratitude to go with, free T-shirt. And we'll be here for a little while if you want to come back and join us. So hopefully I'll be seeing a bunch of you later after this talk.
Hi, I'm Arseny, and I, like, did some stuff. I want to thank Ethan and his crew, who I'll name in a second, for doing all the streaming that actually worked, and the video space, and the movie stuff. So that's Ethan, Chris, Patrick, Chris M., Bart, Matt, and Mike. I'd also like to thank Scott and his crew from the Lost Film Fest. If you guys caught that, it was pretty cool. And I apologize to anyone that I yelled at during the course of the conference. It was really stressful.
Hey, I'm Porkchop. I was stage manager and overall lead, I suppose, for the 18th floor operations during the conference. I really got to thank two people a whole lot. That's Carl Loper, who helped us mostly in the B track, and Laszlo, who helped us mostly in the A-track. Big hand to both those people for keeping everything on schedule.
I'm Junts, and I tried to keep registration going. I think it went about as well as we could expect. I did it with the help of several people. Aldert and Carrie and Megan and Cheshire especially gave up a lot of their time sitting downstairs while everyone was up here having fun. And we're happy to do it, so thanks.
Hi there, I'm Mike. I did, among the other things, the info desk and the vendor area. I want to thank all of our wonderful volunteers at the info desk who were there much more than I was, and it was really great. I also want to thank our vendors, who I think really added to the conference with their stuff for you guys to look at and maybe buy. There's all kinds of amazing people, all our volunteers. I also want to thank the hammock delivery people who came at 11:30 on Thursday night, way out of business hours. And there's just all kinds of stories like that one that really make this conference a success. So it's really good, and thanks to all of you.
Mijn naam is Aldert Hazenberg en ik wil iedereen graag bedanken hier. U bent geweldig. Het was fantastisch dat jullie hier zijn. Hi, mijn naam is Aldert Hazenberg en thank you for coming. Thank you very much for pre-registering. Really liked it, appreciate it a lot. Still like cash, but thanks for coming.
I'm Joe. I helped do a little bit of the ham radio setup, but more than me, I'd like to thank everyone else who helped with that part. If any of you saw the demo in the hallway, Richard, that was most of his equipment out there. Ed, who also brought a lot of equipment. And all the VEs who helped with the VE session, that was Adam's friend, so maybe he can do some of the introductions. And thank yous for that.
Yeah, here I am once again. I just want to thank Chaos, Stu, and Ben Henty for helping out today with the VE session, and we should now have 12 new amateur radio operators after today.
And also, of course, to Lynn, who got us the special event call sign N6H.
I'm back. Come over. So the first person I wanted to thank is Dragorn, because a lot of the network wouldn't have worked if it wasn't for him. He not only did he do the wireless, but he really did make the core of the network work. So big hand for Dragorn for doing a good job yet again. I especially want to thank the NOC staff that we were able to scrounge together, people like L. Cruz, Jason, Lexicon, also all the other teams that sort of pitched in and doing NOC coverage, like the AV team, Chris, Patrick, Ethan, all the other people he mentioned, I can't remember right now. Let's see. Also, the core of the network team, like, Porkchop and Gothchick and... let's see, Shardy. I'm probably forgetting a bunch of people, but I'll give you a staff when I see. I'll give you a staff shirt to make up for it. So, also wanted to thank Network Access Corp for providing the IP addresses and the bandwidth again this year, and for the DSL. And who do you want to?
I just want to thank Emmanuel and the whole 2600 crew for inviting me down here and taking a big risk with Rainbow Broadband, and Adam for keeping it all together. Despite tremendous pressure. So I think if anybody deserves a round of applause, it's these guys.
Hi, I'm Doug with the Public Terminal Cluster. Do try not to repeat all the names that are up here. They're all on my cards, so I'm not going to repeat those, but a couple guys that do deserve recognition. One is Greg Newby, who did a lot to make this whole thing happen, and another guy I'd like to thank. He's right over here. So a round of applause for that guy, please. And also Frank, the head of security, Frank, who helped me out a lot and was just there all the time and did all sorts of stuff. I mean, this place is full of unsung heroes, and competency just oozes out of the pores of everything around here. So it's been an amazing time. And, it's been fantastic. So everybody up here deserves it. Everyone down there, if I didn't name anybody, since I only named two people, please don't think that you're unappreciated, because you certainly are. This has been a fantastic experience. And thank you.
This is Carrie, and I'm Pamela Gothchick, and we are, thank you. I guess, yes, we're the only females up here, so, yeah. We're the, woo, girl power. Keep those tubes running. We were the volunteer coordinators, and first person I have to thank is Carrie, because... when I wasn't working on it, she was, and when she wasn't working on it, I was. And I wrote a lot of names down, but the big people we have to thank are all the people who, one, volunteered. There were 136 of you on our spreadsheet by the time we started this con. And all the people who didn't volunteer in advance but showed up on Thursday and said, can we help with setup? What can we do? What can we do? And we tried to put you to work. If we didn't, I apologize. I hope you had a great time anyway. And also, I want to thank all the people who come to the 2600 meetings in New York City and say, what if? You know, what if we did this? What if we did that? That's how we got a lot of speakers and how we got a lot of the projects and workshops, and also a big thanks to Graffiti Research Labs for all these lovely LED lights that you're all wearing. They did a great job. And a big thanks to everybody who said, I will do whatever you need us to. Unbelievable what we can pull off in 4 days, and I'm really proud of all of them and all of these people on the stage. They're an amazing group of people, and I strongly suggest that for the next conference, if you have the time, we start about 6 months beforehand trying to plan, and it's definitely worth the effort, and it's a very rewarding experience. So please join us next time. Thanks. Sorry. Thank you to the biggest volunteer, Emmanuel.
I'm Bernie S., and I just did a lot of background stuff that isn't generally seen, like handling radio communications, and want to give a big thank to our two main security guys, Frank and Kush. Come on up. They kept this place... They kept this place well-ordered. Everybody was safe. Nobody got seriously injured. Anybody who did got slightly injured got immediate medical care with pain relievers as necessary, liquid pain relievers. They have a whole security crew to thank, so I'll let them do that. There were a lot of tremendous speakers and various areas like the retro computing area. I hope you all enjoyed checking out those old machines. The lockpicking village. We had Tool from Barry Wells from the Netherlands. That's TOOO.NL, and also Tool USA. There were several tables full of people all night long learning to pick locks and understand security, physical security. It was amazing. All night long, dozens of people doing this. So thank all for coming, and here's the security guys.
Thank all of you guys. You did my job a lot, actually, less stressful, but I sort of stepped into the role of head because road dance, as many know, was hit by a drunk driver before he could come up to the conference. I usually play second and third. It's usually me and Cush and road dancer, so he's recovering. He's going to be better. Hopefully he'll be here for the next one. I really want to thank everybody on my team, Josh, Cush, Rich, some of the other guys. They did a great job, Emmanuel and the team, and round of applause to all you guys. Thank you very much.
I don't know if people realize how difficult the security job is, but it's something that, in most cases, most conferences like this, you hire a security team, a bunch of professionals who you don't know, who are very impersonal and kind of nasty. And what we've managed to do with the help of our great security people is keep it in-house so that we know the people, they know us, and they've done a better job than anybody we ever could have hired. They've done it for free. They've stayed up days at a time, and they're just the greatest people to work with, and I hope we're lucky enough to have them again next time. So thanks again, guys. Look what's sitting underneath the table, number one. Well, I guess we'll know soon enough. But there are a couple other people to thank. How about Fred, the guy who made the artwork that is on your shirts?
As a kid, I've had two passions, drawing and computers. So to be here, to be able to contribute to a hacker conference is beyond cool. The mixture of advanced technical knowledge and the childlike spirit of creativity and curiosity here is very inspiring. Thank you.
I And those of you who stick around after this will get one of Fred's volunteer T-shirts, which you can wear proudly for the rest of your lives. But if you stick around and help us, you're helping us save a ton of money from having professionals come and pack everything up for us. It takes about an hour or so with a lot of people, and we did great last time, so please stick around after this is all over. I also want to thank, for those of you downstairs, how many of you got to ride Segways for the first time ever? All right. What a blast, eh? Nobody got too hurt, right? What, you lost a leg? I'm so sorry. Well, Lost and Found is downstairs. We'll... I want to thank the two guys who were A-Team and Kevin. Come on up. Tell us some of the more interesting experiences.
First, I want to thank everyone who helped us along the way, volunteering with giving rides. It's really repetitive to keep explaining those instructions, but thanks a lot. I'm glad no one got really hurt, and this conference is all about sharing and getting things out there. And the Segway is usually seen as like a rich man's toy that no one gets to touch, but I think everyone had a pretty good time on it. If you didn't get a chance, sorry, there's limited resources as always. So that's it. Thank you, everyone.
I'd just like to thank the late night security team for doing such a great job of keeping these things safe, and all the people who didn't run into a wall.
Before we do this, there's one person that's left to thank, and it is number six himself, who has put countless hours and months into this conference and is really irreplaceable and really made this happen. So a round of applause for number six.
Thank you so much. I didn't ask to be number six, and I did not name half the conference after me. Or actually two-thirds of it. Greg Newby, come on up, say hi.
The hotel is some super people, and they let us do some incredibly wacky stuff. And I got to interact, I think really there were just three or four. We tried to keep it to a minimum of interacting with the hotel staff, but I want to mention who they were. There was Lana. My wife is named Lana. Lana, Tara, Bruni, also Mike, and a few other people in the hotel were just super and wonderful. Fernando, and if you want to thank the hotel at some point for letting us do all these things, you don't necessarily need to mention things like wacky send them a letter. They appreciate that feedback. And as always, my goal for this conference is to try to be in multiple places at once. I'm still working on that.
Yeah, and this hotel really makes it possible. I mean, we're here in the middle of New York City, and it really isn't possible to do something like what we do every couple of years. I mean, right in the middle of Manhattan with traffic going by at 3 in the morning. How many of you hung out upstairs and watched the thunderstorm last night, seeing all of New York City in front of you? It's beautiful. I'm just glad this place is here, and I'm glad we can still afford it. So let's hope it doesn't get renovated too much. Now, there is business to take care of, and I believe, Mike, you have a computer program that we came upon that knows answers to things. Is that right?
Can we bring this mic up?
Yeah, bring that mic up, please.
Hi. Hello, okay. Hello. Okay. So some of you may recall that last year we wrote a very kind of hacky shell script to give out door prizes. This time we planned a whole, hour in advance and wrote some very sophisticated C code to help us determine the important question of who is number one. So I don't know if all of you can see this, but hopefully of you can.
Before, okay.
Yeah.
That's the program that'll do it?
Yeah, it's very, very sophisticated.
All right. So
we actually tested it, debugged it. It works.
What you're saying is that this program not only will pick number one,
yeah,
but guarantees that number one is actually in the room, because from what I can see, that could generate a number of somebody who never even got a badge.
Oh, no, no, no. It's tested. It's debugged.
Well, gosh, what can I possibly say? Well, okay, you're sure you know what you're doing now?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me just, before we actually reveal who number one is, I just want to express my personal thanks, because without number one, we would not be able to do any of this. And we all owe so much in the way of thanks, gratitude, and just heartfelt inspiration to that which we all know is there. And I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how else to express my heartfelt thanks. But I think we all deserve a round of applause for number one. And now, number 1721. 1721.
That's you? A round of applause for number one.
Thank you, number one, for those inspiring words. We all owe our lives to you. I forgot to thank Scott Beben from the Lost Film Fest right here. Wave your hands up there. Scott kept an amazing assortment of films running for hours on end, which people could relax in comfy hammocks. It's more comfortable than any theater I can imagine, and better entertainment than most theaters as well. So thanks a lot, Scott. And also out on the mezzanine second floor, we had a lot of vendors that were very generous with us this year. We have a mountain of swag for y'all. I want to thank O'Reilly Associates. They've donated cases of some pretty nice new titles. Make Magazine. Phil donated some great stuff. Lady Ada has some great kits. War Driving World has some nice Wi-Fi products for war driving. The Prometheus Radio Project, which gave a great presentation about community radio, donated some amazing shirts, like the ones. I want to thank Senator Ted Stevens. Thank you. I'm a little tired. For giving us this inspiring interpretation of the internet. And it's not a truck. It's a series of tubes. Make sure you all send your internets to Senator Ted Stevens. A couple more vendors I want to thank is Differware. They donated a whole bunch of these really cool RFID wallets. Really, really slick. I don't know if they're vegan wallets or not, but they will protect your private information from on RFID cards from getting into the hands of people you don't trust. And lastly, Autonomedia. They were not a really a technical bookseller, but they had a lot of really alternative titles. There's one. you know, we like to mix it up here at Hope. So we've got a bunch of. I'm sure you all saw their table. We like to mix up various interests, get different communities together, and they donate a lot of books. So we've got a big pile of swag we're going to be giving out now.
How are we going to give it away? Maybe we should give it all to number one. It'll weigh him down.
Is that going to fit on him?
Right, Mike, do you have another program that might work for this?
Yeah, well, hello?
Hi. Okay. Yeah, we have some especially special things, and I think that makes sense. To give away, and we can maybe use the same sort of. That button. We do know how to use computers around here, right? So, what, Bernie? Where'd you go? So we have this thing right here, which Bernie can tell you what it is. I don't know.
It's a Woomba. No, a Roomba. Excuse me. I had something else on my mind. The folks at Make Magazine, Phil especially, donated a brand new Roomba vacuum cleaner. But it's been specially hacked and modified with a Bluetooth to serial converter. And its firmware has been updated, and there's a copy of the magazine, the Make magazine article on how this tool can be used to basically have your own personal robot that does what you want it to do, not just vacuum the house. This thing's worth like $300 or $400, so we got to pick somebody special for this thing. Unless there's anybody, is anybody here who doesn't need a personal robot? Raise your hand. Well, we're gonna have to figure something else out.
All right, so we'll give this thing. Is number 1037 in the room? If you are, you've won. If you don't stand up soon, someone else will get it. Okay. How about 671? Where is everyone? 755? Five, 552.
Yeah. This thing's pretty cool. Should I just throw it out and do it? We should have just turned it on and have it like go visit him. Hey, have a robot.
And we've got a couple of other special things. We have here a set of all the back issues of Make Magazine.
This is a great magazine. It's I think it's a good complement to 2600. This is really focused on do-it-yourself hardware hacking with ordinary materials you can find around your home or whatever. And some really pretty cool stuff. So it's not an inexpensive magazine either, but it's well worth it. And the whole collection has a lot of great projects. So who's going to get it?
Do we have number 511? It's a good number, too. Anyone have it?
511.
1139? 1743? 1257? 955? 509. Do people like know that the numbers are right on their chests? 462. 11:31. 18:20. Lower, higher. That's 11:60. How about 11:60? Is that person here? Or an 11:30 even? Where? What's wrong with this? 7:62. Or 7:47.
I saw that one. I remember it. Yeah, I saw that one. We have a device here called a TV Be Gone. We've got a couple of them that Mitch Altman was kind enough to donate some of these to us. And he donated a whole lot to WBAI and Off the Hook for a recent pledge drive. And it's basically an amazing little keychain device. You can turn off any TV set. She was really, really excited to get all this. Wow, you can't say that now. Where's those TV Be Gones? I'm going to find them. Hold on. Well, while we find them. We have a pretty controversial thing here. This is a new book that's coming out from No Starch Press, probably in a month, few weeks. This is the galley copy. There's only one of these, and No Starch had to really stand on its head to get this book through legally. As you can imagine, there's some federal criminal statutes, specifically. Title 18, Section 229, which I'm intimately familiar with, that involve the modification of telecommunications instruments for the unauthorized access to telecommunications services. And this galley here has some content that is likely to be stricken after the EFF lawyers are done saying, well, you're going to go to jail if you publish it this way. So this is really a unique prize. We want to pick somebody who, not just a random number, but a random member of our community who is going to really appreciate and put this book to use. The fully published book will be out in about 6 weeks. So how are we going to do this? Where,
is this a Creative Commons license book?
I'm sorry?
No,
I'll have to look at the inside of the. He wanted
to
know whether
this
is a Creative Commons license. I don't know.
So whoever gets,
I would doubt it.
It'll be your, you know, if it's okay, and if they would allow it, we would be happy to publish that in Project Gutenberg.
If it's allowed, we'll find out. Now, if you win this and it's really not your thing, let the next person have it, because this is really for the kind of person who's really going to put this book to use. So let's try some numbers.
All right, we're going to try this hopefully a little bit faster this time.
What about doing a trivia question?
Yeah, we could do that.
Trivia question?
Yeah.
I have trivia questions in my pocket, but maybe someone has a better one.
Yeah, something related to this particular technology. There we go. That's a good one. I was trying to think how to work it. Well, too many people know that one.
No, anyone have any really obscure?
We're going to look in the book itself.
So.
All right. Here's one. What is the channel width of a DOCSIS signal?
600 hertz.
Well, too many people. We had like four people say that at once.
A lot of
you guys
really
are good. All right, everybody who had the answer to that, stand up. I mean, only you people. All right, and we're gonna pick a single digit and see if that matches the last number in your name number.
But that's confusing. Who? What do you want me to do?
A single digit number.
2.
Do either of you have a badge that ends in a 2? All right. No. Somebody who knew the answer to the question and whose badge ends in 2.
How many people are there?
Both of them?
2 people.
2 people, okay.
All right.
And the first, we're gonna randomize the first digit.
Well, does one of you have odd or even or something easy like that?
Okay, odd or even. Are they are they both even or odd, or are they different?
4, 5, 2, 1. All right, so we'll... The next number we'll generate will also be either odd or even, and that person will win. And it's 2 again.
All right. There you go. Now, I'm going to give you some personal advice about this reprogramming telecommunications instruments. Yeah. Actually, I can't give you any advice about this. You follow my advice, you'll land your ass in prison. The other guy, by the way, is going to get something almost as good. I know. A beautiful RFID wallet. RFID proof wallet. This is beautiful piece of wallet material. I hope you're into leather. And we have 3 more of those we want to give away.
Okay.
4 more.
We'll do that.
Is that no? That's not random enough. I don't know. Let's generate a random number, and I'll throw it at that angle.
Between what, 0 and 180?
Yeah. 360.
All right, we'll start with 1099, and we'll go up. If you have 1099, or 1100, or 1101,
we got
1100. Oh, that one I can throw. Ah. And someone near you gets one too, I guess.
Throw back.
Throw one of them back, please. Thank you.
Oh, so honest.
Yeah, throw them back. It's honest. Honesty.
All right.
See, honesty pays.
Couple more RFID wallets. Yeah. These things are great. I look at the inside of these. It's an extremely finely woven aluminum mesh inside this thing. It's like a personal Faraday cage for your RFID cards. And, you know, in the next few months, year or so, you're going to start if you use credit cards, you're going to start getting these whether you like them or not, frankly.
And it comes with credit cards.
What's the limit on that card, by the way, Mike?
So we have 372. Is that person here? Or 373? 374? 375? Oh, we've got one. You're going to have to come up here. I can't throw that accurately. It's true. I was never any good at baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we have one more.
No, I was saying it matches her outfit. One more RFID wallet.
753, 754, 755. Is that? Nope. False alarm. 756.
Yeah.
All right. Way in the back.
Now, I brought something special. Some of you may know I have an interest in telephones. Who knows what this is? These are genuine Western Electric payphone locks, Model 30C. Probably one of the most secure locks we're likely to run into in our daily lives. And I have three of these that I specially modified to be sort of cutaway locks. You can actually see the inner workings of them. And they both come with two identical keys. So who wouldn't want to have a payphone lock hanging on their keychain? I don't know. It's just kind of a nice conversation piece. So these are pretty hard to get, and there's three of them here. So we're going to give them away.
Do we have 863 or 864? All right. We have three of these. So we'll go with 1034 or 1035. I see some waving. All right.
All right. One more.
And the third one we'll give to 1960 or 1961, 1962.
Hey, I have that one, but I can't. I'm just. That would really
you
be
can't
neat
win.
When I can't win my own
you,
donation.
What are you going to do with your own lock? What was I on? 1963, 64, 1965. All right.
And I want to say the three people who were likely to win these payphone locks with keys, right here. You can get a lot of information about these. Matt Blaze put together a great website. If you just do a web search for payphone locks, you'll find a link to crypto.com, and there's a really beautiful manual on how these things were put together. I don't know about the legality of possessing a payphone key, but the question of whether lockpicks are legal is another gray area, but we have these really special payphone, or not payphone, pretty special lockpicks. I don't know if you can get the, take them open. These were put together by Mark Tobias, who gave that great presentation with Barry Wells, Barry the Key. These were specially chemically etched with the Hope number 6 logo.
All right, it's not a great camera.
Macro. Here we go. It's coming into focus. Well, trust us. I can read it from where I'm standing. This rental equipment, I don't know. Anyway, there, you can see.
They're really
it has
cool.
Both a Tool logo, TOOL.NO. Which is an amazing lockpickers group in the Netherlands. And it also says Hope number 6. And, you know, pretty cool souvenir from this conference. So we have three sets of these. I want to thank Mark Tobias and Barry the Key Wells for donating these. Boy, we're going to... All right.
Our AV staff is dedicated, as always. But I guess we'll switch over here.
Oh, well.
Thanks for trying.
And we'll start with 892 or 893. All right, that's the first one. And 1905, 1906, 1907, 1908. So I guess if you arrived around the same time as a lot of people who already left, you have a better chance. 1909.
Right there.
All right.
Yay, Liz. All right.
And the last of these sets goes to 1049 or 1050, 1051. And then I see some waving. All right. It's very hard to see you guys with bright lights. So.
Boy, we got so much stuff here. Here's a kit that Lady Ada donated to us.
This has a label on it, so we should be able to...
It's the Minty Boost version 1.1 kit.
Ah, there we go. And, all right. No, you can see that side. Leave it up.
Now, I forget what this does, but this has something to do with modifying an iPod to do what? Charge your iPod in what way? What's that? Oh, it allows you to build an a charger for your iPod into an Altoids can. And it's a pretty neat little thing. But the Altoids can is not included. If you don't like Altoids, you can give them to me because I like them.
Altoids aren't vegan. Some people might not want them.
This was featured in Make Magazine, too, this kit.
And we'll give it to a number 1292 or 1293. Oh.
Yeah, 1292.
So fast. All right.
And this kit here is a do-it-yourself Simon kit. I don't know if from back in the 80s, you had one of these. It's sort of like an electronic memory. Oh, no, was it the memory thing? It was a hand-eye coordination thing with LEDs? It was a sequencing thing, right. You had to remember the sequence of the flashing lights and press them in sequence, and if you didn't, you got a severe electric shock. So pick a number for a good masochist.
If number 515 is a masochist. Oh.
Yeah. The folks at WarDrivingWorld.com. This is a build-a-can antenna kit, a Wi-Fi antenna. This is you supply some of the components which are available at the hardware store, and the rest of it is the hard-to-find parts are here.
All right. '84, '85, '96, '97, '1898, '1899, '1900, '1901, '02, '03. All right.
This is very cool. This is a war driving adapter card, and programs like Kismet will allow you to find all kinds of wireless networks around and do interesting things with them, which we can't comment on.
Comes with a floppy disk for some reason.
Floppy disks? I haven't seen one of those for a while. This is a pretty cool item. So, let's hear a random number for this winner.
2049, which is right at the end. I don't know if we gave it out. Let's start. 1610. Oh, 2050 is here? All right, you win. We'll give the next prize to 1610 once we figure out what that is.
We've got so many other things that aren't are just too many to mention. We've got cases of books. We've got a lot of T-shirts. All the internet is a series of tubes. Shirts are really designed for. Well, I don't want to sound sexist, but they're. They're women's sizes or women's shapes, for some strange reason. So maybe we can randomize some female numbers and some Lost Film Fest. We're going to do some package deals here to start blowing out this stuff fast.
We have all kinds of stuff.
We got a whole bunch of
the new 2600 mouse pad
and a 2600 cap.
The classic 2600 cap.
Boy, look at it gleaming.
And and we have a T-shirt, more T-shirts, 2600 T-shirts. Hope number 6 T-shirts.
Yeah.
Designed by Fred. And
nice package.
And what else do we have? We have lots of books.
Is this all one package for one person?
No. What we'll do is we'll pick the last two numbers, and people with those two numbers will win.
And they can just pick what they want up here.
We have... I already showed this one.
Yeah, they're one.
These are from Autonomedia. They come with this nifty little card. And they have books like Economizing Culture. And you don't get to keep the microphone. Behind the Blip. Read me. And so if the last two digits of your badge are 31, then you will win your choice of these prizes. So
31.
Pick a book.
Book or a t-shirt or
pick a book.
There's only two of you with
grab
31.
Grab one quick.
There's maybe a third. Also, if your badge ends
you have to
in
judge
24,
it by the cover.
24, you've also won. You have to pick quickly or we'll just give you something.
You forfeit your chance if you don't pick it quickly.
If your badge ends in 24, you have won.
A little intermission here. I just have an announcement for anyone who wishes and everyone who can. We've got a bunch of free stuff at the public terminal cluster on 2. If you're coming up the escalators, it's around to the left. Huge free-for-all, all sorts of hardware, everything you'd ever want in, well, a mainframe-based terminal cluster. Please stop by and pick up stuff anytime between now and as soon as this thing is over. So, yeah, 10 minutes after this thing is over, it'll probably all be gone. So please stop by, often and early. Thank you.
Let me just add to that there are a lot of people sitting near the public terminal cluster who would not like their laptop stolen. So please don't randomly take things. And also during takedown, I forgot to mention earlier, if you have a question about what needs to get done, please just find somebody with a blue badge and we will be glad to put you to work. Thanks.
QuickBooks. Let's get a whole bunch of people to grab these books.
What? Another 100?
Okay. Numbers.
Numbers. 77.
The terminal window's off the screen.
I thought this was debugged. Oh, yeah. Whatever you want. You want a book or a shirt? Pick any one thing.
They may all be extra large.
There's shirts and hats over here. Yeah, grab one.
We'll also throw into the mix for the next group, we have a build a bi-quad antenna kit. From War Driving World. And I don't know what this is, but it says Compaq on it. It's an Orinoco Gold USB, Herms chipset, and 5 dBi antenna.
That's pretty good.
It's wanted so much by the core staff, but it will go to a lucky winner. A copy of the Fourth World War from Big Noise Films. That's VHS. I don't really know if you can play that. If you can't play that, don't take it.
Hey, it's not protected by the DMCA.
And if your badge ends in 35, you have won your choice of these items.
I just found out, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's a crowd of people downstairs on the second floor watching this on a video screen. And I understand that every time a number is picked, they're freaking out because they're trying to get up here and they can't. By the time they get to the elevator, it's given to somebody else. So just so you know, yeah, you're torturing people by doing this.
We have all kinds of cool stuff. Still We Ride. Actually, a coworker of mine made this film. It's really awesome. It's about bicycling in New York City. Denim and Diamonds. Street Medics Unite. I can't read this. Robotnica? Robotnica? Sounds like fun.
Chromalodeon. This is we have a whole bunch of these. These are this is music inspired by 8-bit video games.
And we got books.
And No Starch Press gave us a lot of great books too. We have several copies of John Erickson's Hacking, The Art of Exploitation. Actually, John was here at the conference. He was one of our speakers, and he did a book signing. So we've got about a dozen of these to give away. So let's hear some numbers.
Number 87, if your badge ends in 87. And also, if your badge ends in number 80. And if you haven't been... What? If you haven't been selected yet and you help clean up, then in addition to getting a t-shirt, we will be giving away all that remains to the volunteers. So this is a real incentive to help us. We really want to thank all the folks at No Starch and everywhere else who gave us all these things. We have a billion t-shirts over there. These are from, that's backwards, the folks at Polytechnic University who are running an information security program.
You could be an intern at the NSA.
Something you're
Seriously,
interested
that's
in.
What this is.
This is from Make Magazine.
Void your warranty, violate a user agreement, fry a circuit, blow a fuse, poke an eye out. Now we gotta. I want to thank Jell-O for donating some of these shirts. This man is a heartbeat away from the presidency. We found the TV Begones.
Doesn't work on
I want it to be a Cheney Begone, but...
Lost Film Festival.
Oh, now this is a great book I found. It's called Writing Solid Code by Microsoft. And a complete box set of the first year of Make Magazine. Good stuff.
So that is most of the stuff.
Numbers!
No numbers. You got to help clean up. Lots of books from O'Reilly, Mind Hacks. Why are you people still sitting here? If you help clean up, that's your chance to get the books.
Okay, so...
So before you guys all rush off to help clean up, the one other thing we had to do is the I wanted to thank the people who ran the beverage sales down on the second floor with all the Jolton balls. They really came through. They only had about 3 days' notice, and he started out calling the CEO of Wet Planet Beverages and kind of worked his way down through marketing and everyone. So we have a bunch of Jolt swag to give away. So if you purchased it and you got a raffle ticket, we've got 10 t-shirts and one huge Jolt banner we're going to give away here, so. If you're one of these people here, take a look at your coupons. Okay, we've got 323-974, 323-837, ends in 853. 036, 033,
031.
Anything.
024.
We gotta take a step downstairs.
027. 021.
Oh, did you get one of those?
Yeah. Hold on. And we got 913 and 914, too.
Apparently, there are two people stuck in a hotel elevator right now, so they deserve free T-shirts.
Okay. So if you'd like to help tear down the AV and get yourself a T-shirt and some prizes, go into Area B right now. They're already working on that room, and look for the AV staff people, and we're going to split up, do this room, that room, and the stuff downstairs. So find one of the AV staff in there, and they can put you to work and help you get your prizes. So yeah, if you're going to volunteer to do stuff, go ahead and work with us, and then once in an hour or so, once we're done, we'll hand out all the swag then as the prizes.
Hey, there's a big after party tonight. The after party is at Mustang. Harry's or Sally's?
I don't know.
At Mustang Harry's, not Mustang Sally's. Mustang Harry's, which when you come out the the hotel, you make a left and it's about a block up on the right. At 9 o'clock is the after party at Mustang Harry's.
And for most of us, the big after party is called Sleep, and I'm looking forward to that. Hey, everybody! Thanks for coming. See you next time, right?